Good morning, Paul. Challenging times for small businesses these days, but as you know, we Detroiters are up for the challenge. We're a gritty bunch, Paul. Maybe most challenging today are the inflationary pressures small businesses are facing. It's belt tightening time, and while we try to get through these tough economic times, one thing we can't let go of is advertising our businesses, continuing to create that awareness and traffic that ultimately leads to sales. And one of the most important challenges for small businesses to achieve that are the social media platforms. And unfortunately, like all things today, cost to advertise have gone up significantly for those platforms. You see, during the pandemic, we were focused on going online. We all were. And that increased demand has driven prices up, and they're sticking with us. Now, this morning on the Business Beat, we're going to break down where the costs stand at four of the most popular social media ad platforms, according to information just published in BusinessInsider.com by Lauren Johnson. Meta, that's Facebook and Instagram. CPM prices, that's the cost per thousand impressions standard, is up 39% year over year, 33% year to date. Google, CPM pricing for search ads up 12% year over year. Amazon, costs up 11% year over year from a CPM standpoint. And last but not least, it's TikTok, up 70% year over year. So there you have it, Paul. We simply can't escape rising costs these days, it seems, including advertising costs. Now, our bottom line, be more selective in your ad campaigns and the platforms you choose to market on. Make sure the channel matches up well with your target audience. And most of all, value your existing customers. Cater to them as a priority. Remember, inherently an existing customer costs zero from a customer acquisition standpoint. You've already spent money to get them, now keep them. Retaining customers is a major focus during these tough times. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.